Hi, this is Alana Carter, the founder and CEO of Renaissance Writing LLC. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about finding time to write. Stay tuned.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Renaissance Writing LLC podcast. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to my tips and tricks. As always, I encourage my listeners to make a donation to support the channel, and you can do so at our Anchor FM page. So, without further ado, I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome. Today's topic is about finding time to write. So if you're like me and you're all over the place and you work full time and you have a part-time gig, I think I mentioned that I teach Zumba on the side, and you have another business, which is my lovely business, Renaissance Writing LLC, sometimes finding time to write can be a struggle. But it is not impossible by any means. You have to find time to write. And I know at first listening to that, you're like, what? Like, my life is crazy. It's too busy. I will never have time. I have my kids. I gotta cook dinner. I got all these different excuses. But you do have time. I highly recommend 10 to 15 minutes each day devoted to your project or the skill of writing. We all have that. Maybe it might be a bit of a sacrifice. You might have to wake up a little earlier or go to bed maybe a little earlier to be able to master that skill or even use your lunch time, but you can do it. And in the end, it's all going to be worth it because you devoted that time to getting something done. So if you're like me, I'm not a morning person at all. I need my coffee before any kind of ideas come out. You will probably stick to a later time of the day. Usually when I write, I'm writing during my lunchtime, in between bites of my sandwich or my salad, or I'm writing right before I go to bed. And a note, I just bought a book light and I'm so happy about that because I can kind of turn off the lights and sort of get into the ambiance of getting ready to go to sleep, but I can still work right before I go to sleep. So, and that works for some people and not everybody, but that works for me and that's what I stick to. So I recommend that 10 to 15 minutes, find your time of day that works for you. We all have that 10 to 15 minutes. Maybe it's right when you get out of the shower, jump on that computer before you get dressed. 10 to 15 minutes, set an alarm. End right at the 10 to 15 minute mark. After that, you don't write anymore and you don't worry about it until the next day. Also recommend that if you live with people or, you know, you have a family or it's noisy, do ask for that time. Ask for people to respect that time. There's nothing selfish about that. Just say, hey, I really need to get this done. Or I really need to write these couple lines. Please don't disturb until I'm finished, or I will let you know when I'm finished. You could even put a do not disturb sign on your door. There's nothing selfish about this. It is not selfish to ask for 10 to 15 minutes of time for yourself. Nothing selfish at all. You will find that if you abide by these practices, you will feel much better because you'll be getting something done. When we wait to complete a task, it just weighs on us. Why not take advantage of those small minutes in between and do your very best? So, I hope that has been helpful. I welcome your questions and your comments. Please leave me a voicemail on the Anchor FM page. or you can contact me at www.renaissancewritingllc.com or renaissancewritingllc@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and until the next one, happy writing.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.